Illinois is the third sinkhole state of all the 50 states. So you've got, you know, the sunshine states, things are looking good for taxpayers, but when it comes to things looking bad for taxpayers, Illinois is the third worst state. We owe, as taxpayers, $45,500 each. That's incredible to think about. But it's something that Truth in Accounting is unpacking with their latest report about the fiscal state of states. News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. At 7:40, I talked with Sheila Weinberg. She is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting.
A new report that's really putting a spotlight on the fiscal state of states. And really, Sheila, it's not good news for Illinois.
Well, the good news is we're not the worst state, and according to our calculations, but we are the third worst. And each taxpayer, in order to clean up the unfunded debt that they've accumulated for us, owes more than owes $45,500.
Now, of all of the various things that we'll, of course, talk about when it comes to Illinois and our debt, let's take a big, broad view of the entire study here. You didn't just look at Illinois. You looked at all the states.
Yes, so we looked at all 50 states. So we found, and the reason we did it is because states, unfortunately, aren't like corporations. They don't have to put all of their liabilities on their balance sheets. So we found that, you know, they were missing their pension and retiree health care liabilities. And so therefore we were like, oh my goodness, you know, the elected officials and the taxpayers are really making financial decisions without knowing the truth about what condition our government's in.
Now, again, we'll touch on Illinois specifically, but everybody knows Illinois doesn't have enough money to pay its bills. Is it alone in not being able to pay its bills?
No, there are 40 states out of the 50 states, even though they do have that balanced budget requirement, 40 out of the 50 states do not have enough money to pay their bills. New Jersey is our worst state, and then Connecticut is our second worst state.
And then Illinois is right there is the third worst?
Illinois is right up there the third worst.
It's pretty incredible. Altogether, what kind of unfunded debt are we looking at? Not just in Illinois, but across the country.
Across the whole country, we're looking at $1.3 trillion of pension, retiree health, and other state debt that the states have accumulated. It's kind of almost befuddling, I hate to say, because all the 49 of the 50 states have a balanced budget requirement. So it's kind of, you would think that they are not going into debt.
And what's leading to this? You mentioned it earlier, talking about these various states not really being honest on their spreadsheets.
Right. So when they calculate their budget, they do not include all of their costs. Illinois is, oh my gosh, they're the poster child of the accounting tricks that they use in the budget to pretend the budget's balanced. They're meeting that requirement. Go ahead and go into debt at the same time.
We're talking with Sheila Weinberg. She is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting. And you're essentially just kind of confirming something that Governor Bruce Rauner has said time and again. He's gone, two decades plus back to try to find a balanced budget, couldn't find it. I got that confirmed by a Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago analyst who did a similar thing. This isn't just an Illinois problem, though. This is something that states just have a problem with in general.
Well, it's not just Illinois' problem. It's across the country. And bad news again for your listeners, it's in the local governments also. They have also been pretending that they balance their budget but go into debt. Chicago has more than what we call a taxpayer burden of more than $29,000. And again, we've assumed that they have met that state law to to balance their budget, but they really haven't.
So again, let's focus on some of Illinois' problems. The unfunded pension liability continues to grow, but you know, we hear the number $111 billion across the five different pension funds. But Truth in Accounting has been one of these organizations that says that's not the whole picture here. So even when we're told what the unfunded liability is, that's still not the entirety of the debt that taxpayers are going to be on the hook for.
No, they also have promised, but not funded, the retiree health care benefits. So again, an employee each year, they work for the government. They have a compensation package. That package includes their paychecks. Because those are what the government calls expenditures, those do get included in the budget in their entirety. But because the retirement benefits are earned, the government incurs the debt, but they're not going to—they don't have to pay it until the future. Some of that gets not included in the budget, and all of the retiree health care benefits that the employees are earning—they're promised. They have the right to receive those. The governments just are not setting money aside each year to fund those benefits.
Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, those are the top three states with the lowest taxpayer burden. Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, those are the three states with the highest taxpayer burden. What sets these states apart? Is it the economies they have? Is it lawmakers? What's going on here? Why the drastic difference?
Well, I think the major difference is again, this balanced budget requirement. You know, do they take that balanced budget requirement seriously? You know, the intent of a balance, you know, to balance your budget just isn't, you know, in a math game. It's the intent of that is to make it so the elected officials can be held accountable. You know, if you can spend more money than you take in, the electorate is going to be happy with you. You know, hey, I'm getting a good deal. I'm not paying taxes for the amount of services I'm getting. But if you can go ahead and hide the true cost of government, which, you know, what we call our sinkhole states, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Illinois, and the other, you know, 37 states that don't have enough money to pay their bills, if they can hide the cost of government, then they can go ahead and tell their, you know, tell the citizens, hey, everything is fine, and get away with pretending the budget is balanced but going into debt at the same time.
How do we reverse this trend? Illinois has been at the bottom of these lists for a long time when it comes to our finances. As mentioned earlier, we haven't had a balanced budget in decades. How do we reverse this?
Well, you know, I always tell people, you know, one, Truth in Accounting, we don't, you know, offer solutions. Besides, hey, the first step is let's get the numbers out there. Let the public know what's really going on. When you, quote, balance your budget, do you really balance your budget, or do you play games like when they, quote, balance the 2015 budget by moving money from one pocket to another, i.e. the fund sweep? That's not really balancing your budget. You know, let's go ahead and be honest with the public. We promote what we call fact-based budgeting, which, quote, is you include all of your costs and you only include revenue that you earn in the budget. Illinois' balanced budget requirement is worded so loosely that you can record loan proceeds as revenues and balance your budget.
And again, it's not just Illinois. We've also got a problem when it comes to the federal government not being completely honest. Looking at the ticker on the truthinaccounting.org website, U.S. published national debt, $19.5 trillion. But the truth, you guys have a ticker going at $87 trillion, with each taxpayer up for $272,000 in debt.
Well, I have to be a little more straightforward there. We didn't want to totally depress people who went to our website. So we didn't actually do it on a per taxpayer basis.
Gotcha.
That would be over a half of a, you know, half of $1 million per taxpayer. So that's every single citizen in the whole United States. But yeah, and as I say, citizens, your listeners, do have a very unique situation this year for their local governments. You now can go to their audited financial statements. They're called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. and auditors audit those, and they can finally find their pension liability on the face of their balance sheet, which all of those governments have been hiding before. So a lot of these local governments were in huge debt previously. I mean, we're looking like, hey, we're in fine financial shape. But all of a sudden now we have to be honest with how much pension liability we have. And a lot of those are now showing that, no, we're really not as in good a shape as we told the public before. So I would really urge your listeners to go to their local government financial website and find their financial reports.
Financial State of the States 2015 out now. Sheila Weinberg, founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting, the website truthinaccounting.org. Thank you so much for taking time.